So with Yom Kippur, a couple of days away, so we know that there are Chamesh Inuyim. There are five things that we refrain from on Yom Kippur, which basically we refrain from certain comforts and certain taking care of certain basic needs. One of which is Ne'ilas HaSandal, which roughly translates to wearing shoes. One is not permitted to wear shoes on Yom Kippur. Nonetheless, when we learn about this in school, it's always translated wearing leather shoes. Where does the leather part come in? Is that part of the definition of shoes in halacha? Especially if we assume that this is a matter of inui, so of refraining from certain comfort. So, lemaisa, there are comfortable shoes which do not have leather. I look around my shiurim these days, and there's always at least a couple of guys who are wearing non-leather shoes on any random day. So, is it necessarily true that Ne'ilas HaSandal only prohibits us from wearing leather shoes as opposed to comfortable non-leather shoes or Crocs or different types of footwear that we have Bizman Hazeh? So, this goes back to a discussion in the Gemara in Yom Daf Ayin Ches, that whereas it's taken for granted, there's a discussion of different Gemara, that leather shoes certainly are a problem. The Gemara wonders about other types of footwear, and the Gemara says that there were various Amoraim who wore different types of footwear on Yom Kippur, made out of leaves, made out of cloth, made out of sham, which is translated different ways, some translated as cork. But then the Gemara says that a prosthetic leg, which is presumably made out of wood, would be a problem. So how do we balance, how do we reconcile the two different parts of the Gemara? So Rashi simply says in Ochanami that wood is a problem, just like leather. The issue is not limited to leather. Wood is also a problem. So kol shekein, probably anything which is more effective than wood. But other things, you know, the other materials mentioned in the Gemara, that's permissible. The Baal HaMor is even more machmir. He says the Gemara retracts all the original statements. Everything is usur except for cloth. You can walk around in socks, and that's it. However, many Rishonim say, the Rif, the Rosh, the Rambam, they say that really it's only leather that's a problem. Either we don't paskin like the last line in the Gemara, or it's talking about a prosthetic limb that in fact has leather. So it's leather that specifically is a problem. Nonetheless, even within this camp, you could break it down into two groups. The Rif and the Rosh seem to paskin. Beis Yosef says just straight up, leather is a problem and nothing else is a problem. However, other Rishonim give more detail. So the Rambam writes, leather shoes, you don't feel the hardness of the ground. It protects the foot well. Whereas other shoes don't. So that very much leaves open the possibility that it depends on that factor. Is it a shoe that protects the foot well enough that you don't feel that you're going around barefoot, that you don't feel the hardness of the ground? Or the Yerayim writes that leather shoes, that's what people normally wear on a regular day. So you can wear something which people don't normally wear as shoes. So again, that would have a very significant ramification la'alacha. So in Shulchan Aruch, in Tav Reish Yudalid, Sif Beis, the Shulchan Aruch just, in Beis Yosef, he explains, the Rif and the Rosh say leather and that's it. So that's what it is. That's how he passes in Shulchan Aruch. If it's made out of leather, it's aser. If it's made out of anything else, it is permissible. And if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, he quotes other Achronim who say, well, what about the fact, what about the Rambam? What about the fact that if it protects your foot, so it's not really inui? So the Mishnah Berurah says, basic halacha is like the Shulchan Aruch. However, if you're able to, it's a good chumrah not to wear these comfortable shoes. If you look at modern day poskim, so as well, there's several modern day poskim who take the same line as the Mishnah Berurah. Soloveitchik's quoted Nefesh HaRav as saying that it's preferable to be machmir, to wear something that you can feel the hardness of the ground. Rav Sternbach in Modim Muzmanim writes you should wear something that people don't normally, you wouldn't normally wear outside as shoes. That's where Yaakov Ariel writes the same thing. Nonetheless, it's not the Minhag Olam. And there are great poskim who defend the Minhag Olam. So Shlomo Zalman Orbach is quoting Alicha Shlomo as saying, Bizmanenu, even lechatchila, we're makel on all shoes, like the Shulchan Aruch says, which are not made out of leather. And he suggests that maybe there's another factor. It's not just a matter of how comfortable it is. Maybe the iser of shoes is also meant specifically with regard to leather, because that shows our dominance over the natural world, that we are in control of the animal kingdom. We can use leather as shoes that we even walk in, even though you can wear leather belts, let's say. But there's another factor there which is beyond just the the question of how well it protects your foot. So he says, we're mekel lechatchila as well. If you look in Siv Dalet, the Ramah is mekel even to wear regular leather shoes in certain cases of where it's difficult to wear other shoes. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, that's always the case, bizman hazeh. So he is mekel. And of course, Rav Avadya Yosef just says, Maran Paskins, that's leather and that's it. So that's the halacha. So that is a little rundown and review of the contemporary poskim. Certainly, Me'ikra Din, it's no problem to wear something which is not leather. There are those who suggest to be machmir if one is able, and there are others who defend as well the common practice, which is that we wear anything which is not made out of leather. Have a wonderful day. Please stack the chairs and give your attention for